Your contact and got this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When we last met in the retreat, we discussed how we would handle the contracts with the vendors, knowing that we had a very compressed time frame in putting these bids and proposals together, putting the contracts together to operate. And we've operated extremely well over the past 7 months under the agreements that we've had, and I think it's been very efficient operation. But with that said, I think there are a number of changes based on the meetings that I've had with the vendors that would be appropriate for discussion at this time. And again, I met with each of the three vendors that we had probably for about 3 or 4 hours to discuss kind of how things have gone, what projects and changes we have upcoming, but then also what they see as any modifications to the contracts that would be necessary. So what I'd like to do is just go over these fairly quickly with you. The first one that is on the list here is Lowe Engineers. And the only change that we have for that contract is to deal with the stormwater utility, which was not fully conceived of at the time we signed the contract. As you can recall, earlier this year we did establish the stormwater utility and set the fiscal year budget for the utility. Total revenue and expenses to be generated at about $1.1 million. In that budget, there was included for fiscal year 2009 approximately $153,000 in planned expenditures for management support of the stormwater utility. I did want to expand on that a little bit. That is not for one senior level executive just to manage. That is for all of the professional support that would go into it, from the engineers to the admins to the director. And the model that Lowe has proposed to us at this point is to take one of our existing employees who's spending about 10% of their time now on regular public works issues, take the other 90% of their available time and dedicate that toward the stormwater utility, and then also dedicate the necessary civil engineers and admin folks to manage the rest of the stormwater utility. And that person is Chuck Davis with Lowe Engineers. He's a PE, and I think would do a good job for us in that role. So the fee proposal that they have at this point, which has not been subject to any negotiations, just their initial proposal for fiscal year 2009 would be $125,000, which would be billed on an hourly basis for professional services with the rate sheet that was attached to your documentation, and $250,000 for fiscal year 2010 and $250,000 for fiscal year 2011. And there's certainly some pros and cons to going on a not-to-exceed hourly basis as opposed to a flat fee, and we can debate those further, but that is the basis of the proposal. Maybe it would be helpful if I took any questions that y'all have now on a vendor-by-vendor basis.
Okay, Robert.
Yeah. This is a new service that we're asking to be provided, and it needs to go out to competitive bid. I mean, we need an RFP. We need to make sure, my guess is that Lowe has the inside track because some of their overhead can be shared, but I don't see how we can award a contract of this size without having done an RFP and look to see if there are other folks out there who can do this more cost effectively for the city. And I've developed sort of an attachment to these guys because they're good to work with, but our purchasing policies are pretty clear that all these things have to, you know, anything over $50,000 needs to be bid.
Well, I think I'd like to take a careful look at it, though, because I think within the contract and the scope of services, stormwater utility is in that scope of services. It's just from the difference between providing stormwater services with or without a utility is really the key factor, but I'd be happy to take another look at that and our purchasing policy as well and get back to it.
Yeah, I mean, even if we can do it without taking it to bid, we ought to take it to bid so that we can be sure that what we've gotten is the best deal we can get for the city. And, that's my big, right? Competitive bidding is what I'm all about.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Adrian?
I certainly embrace competitive bidding, but I think this is a situation where you're trying to cut the baby in half here, because you've got stormwater that's part of our public works operation. I know the business I've made with our public works people from Lowe Engineering. they address the issues. They're both street and storm water, and I don't know how you would manage two operations, about two different companies in that regard.
Thanks.
Just, I can't, you know, without going back and referring to this thing, I don't get to commit this to memory, but, you know, I was involved in this every day when we were doing Hedron. And, you know, one of them was to establish a stormwater utility. I know we added that as part of the RFP on the bid. And, you know, when we decided to do this, and I don't know exactly how, I like Robert's idea, but I just don't know exactly how, because we came down with the figures that, you know, we would do public works, you know, we would do three things. That's what we said we were going to do, and that's how we divided up the pie. I guess you can divide it up more than that. I would have to take a look at the RFP again and see exactly what we meant and go over our notes on that. I think the one thing that I would, this is their initial bid, and just like everything else that everybody else bid on, you know, we didn't take the initial bids too strongly. And in other words, we countered. But I was thinking that, if I'm not mistaken, am I looking at almost 23% of the total budget to be paid out in proposed fees?
Yes.
Okay. I just, to me, and I'm not totally, you know, like I said, I didn't look at the whole thing, but I think that seems to me a little high. And I'm just thinking that that's something we surely should negotiate. And as far as the putting it out to bid, that's what we have to do, we'll do it. But I think this may be part of what they actually bid on, and we may be already committed to doing it with them. I know, I'm not for sure of that.
All right, so Warren, you'll research that end of it,
yeah,
on the RFP.
Yeah, we did mention the stormwater utility, but didn't get it out. We didn't have our stormwater utility set up at the time we were negotiating the contract, so we didn't ask for bids at that point, but it was mentioned in the RFP. And I did have one more question. Just about Chuck's experience with stormwater. He had a stormwater engineer, or does he have experience with
civil engineer, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, civil engineer, which typically handles all the stormwater functions as well.
Okay.
I guess we just want to ask Warren to go back and research this, come back with you know, good information on what the economy, I mean, not only is that the contract sitting here, but, you know, this could be a bit of a new service or just simply a contract modification, but I just think we need to have to go back to us with that.
John?
One final item. Warren, can you give us an update as far as GIS services that's currently under contract versus the GIS services that would be handled here? Are they separate? Were we already paying for GIS under a separate contract and now doing it twice, or is that going to be different?
Sorry, the double side of the pages are getting reading.
Understand. Some of the fee schedule is what I'm looking for. I see a number of GIS technicians,
yeah, this
and I'm trying to figure out, I believe we have GIS already separate in a different contract.
We do. We would be, we have GIS set up under a different contract, but obviously if we added, you know, the module that deals with stormwater, putting in all the assets into the system, that way that would go outside of the fee that we're paying for that service. So is the hourly rate for those services.
All right, so it's just a different set of services, both using GIS, but one might be road and this one's water.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? I guess just to recap here, you know, the concern, we're very happy with Loeb Engineers and our partnership, but just not knowing, is this $250,000 reasonable? Is it not reasonable? You know, that's a lot of money, and we have no litmus test to gauge whether that's a, you know, where that stands in the overall scheme of things. So if you could please go back and see what you can dig up on that RFP side. All right, anything else for Warren? We will move on. All right, Warren, number two.
Okay, number two on the list is Calvin Giordano and Associates. He handles our finance and administration. Sorry.
In this, you know, we went through the similar procedure of meeting with the senior folks who came up from Florida for about 4 hours and discussing all of our operations with our, also including our finance director and our court clerk into this discussions. There are really no changes to the contract that we propose except in the area of the support for the municipal court. For municipal court, right now we have one city employee who's our court clerk, and then they provide one administrative person who's dedicated to the municipal court. We took a look at this from an analysis standpoint with the volume of citations that are being issued by the police department and our code compliance staff. And we looked at the market in general for how other municipalities deal with the volume of citations, the number of calendars that we have. We've come up with the analysis that we are short-staffed, and it's hurting us in a number of ways. Most primarily is customer service, and then also the efficiency of the court. And there's a couple steps that we're taking outside of just throwing people at it to be able to accomplish some efficiencies. One of those is to increase the number of calendar days with the court. We're going to come with a separate proposal that will be costed out for that. And what's happening now is if you get a citation today, because it's taking us a long time to enter it into the system and also to get it on the calendar, because we're trying to limit the court docket to about 80 folks, and this is the courtroom for those of you who have been in court. You get up to more than 80 people, and it really runs into some significant problems for us. So what happens today, we're writing tickets, for example, right now for November and December, if you get a ticket today. And that's really not good for customer service, first off, because you're taking these folks so far out with the anxiety of their traffic ticket. And then the second factor is from a revenue efficiency standpoint, we're not receiving some of the revenue when they plead guilty until closer to their court date, which is November or December, which interrupts the cash flow that the court is taking in, incidental to the tickets. And also, you tend to lose people along the way if they have to wait 4 or 5 months till their court date, which makes it difficult. Then they end up with potentially a warrant for failure to appear. It becomes problematic for us. And we're seeing that right now on the internet for our court payments. Gone down from $40,000 a month to $20,000 a month, just because we're just spreading it out so far into the rest of the fiscal year. So if you look at the chart that I put together, which shows some of the comparable communities, the basics of it is that most municipalities average about 223 citations per court employee. And if you look at Dunwoody, we're running at about 458 per employee. When you combine all the citations, even if we added the one staff person I'm recommending, we're still not going to get down to average. But I think between adding a staff person and still utilizing some of the additional administrative support that we have to kind of run to the ball where there's a backlog and on a daily basis, I think we can get by with that. And I wouldn't recommend any more than one additional person. There is a cost associated with that for the remainder of fiscal year 2009. They're proposing a $40,000 cost to add that person, and that's making an assumption of based on when exactly that person's hired will drive the cost for the rest of the year. And we're looking for some very specific skills for that person who's going to have some court experience to be able to hit the ground running. So that would be my recommendation, is to move ahead with negotiations to add one additional position in the court department.
Okay, thank you, Warren. Tom?
Yeah, I think just for the rest of the council observing this, if you haven't been in court, you have two disagreeable options. One is we have the day I attended the court day from hell where you had 355 people on the docket. And you had people there from 8:30 in the morning until late at night. A lot of these folks, even if they're found to be not guilty, making them wait 8 hours or anything like that is just overstress. The problem that you run into on the other side, if you limit it to 80, you're pushing the docket out until Christmas, and you never catch up, and you lose a lot of that way. So I know we're meeting with the judges, Warren, the mayor, Danny, and myself, and I think the solicitor, Tiffany, the big group on the 30th, to kind of just look at this and might come back with some recommendation. But I just want to say, having been involved in it and looked at it, we've got to change something, and I think the amount of offsets you're going to get by pushing these dockets out so far, again, people drop off, you can make that back up and have an efficient court system and not have too much of a budget increase that would be covered by that.
Any questions, John?
Warren, can you give us an update on the police records management system? Is that tied to this to a certain extent in the efficiency aspect?
It is tied to it in a certain extent. The records management system is in the process of implementation now, but we don't anticipate a final rollout until almost November. And some of that is the vendor's availability and also just the amount of time it takes to get everything set up for our system. The one aspect of the RMF that will aid us in our process is in the entering of the citations. Right now we do a manual process from a written citation. What we're looking at is going to be a cold dump of data between the RMS system and our courtware software package, or whatever court package we may end up with at the end of the day. And the cold dump will take it down from about 3 minutes for each citation to 30 seconds, because we still need to go in and validate the data to make sure that it is all accurate and correct and matches up. The real-time crunch comes in a couple of different forms. One is the entering of the citation data, but also in getting the court date and the court prepared for the docket. It takes an exceptional amount of paperwork and admin time, and this is pulling all the driver's histories, the criminal histories, getting that all into a packet for the judge to be able to review and the solicitors, and then going from pretrial and entering that data back into the system. So I think that it's going to help on the RMS system, and I guess the analysis I'm using is that if we wanted to get closer to average, we would need to add more personnel, but I think having the RMS system will kind of allow us to probably get by with three total people instead of two, as opposed to adding four or five.
Okay, so you're anticipating after the RMS that we really still need the one. I mean, we need them bad now, but come November, it gets a little better, but we still need that extra person.
Yeah.
And it will be speeding up the data so that people can pay online much quicker?
Yeah, and that's really the main goal we have right now. In the backlog, we've taken care of it, but what we've taken care of it through is adding five people of our current staff to drop what they were doing, you know, and get into the backlog and get all the citations entered. So on an ongoing basis, you can't do that. And it's similar to like the U.S. mail example. It just keeps coming. So it's not like you finish the backlog and you're, okay, we're done with this project. Let's go on to the next one. The next day, there's another, 10, 15 citations that need to be entered into the system.
Okay. Thank you.
Dan? 915 citations, how does that compare to what we had planned?
I think it's fairly in line with what we anticipated based on the number of police officers that we would have and the level of activity within the city. From a budgetary standpoint, we can very much undershot the revenue projection because, we just wanted to be very conservative. So I think it's fairly in line with what my expectations are, maybe a little bit higher than expectations.
I think, you're talking, what, $200 per ticket, or what's an average ticket?
That's probably fairly accurate.
Yeah, so you got a couple $100,000 a month coming in here. If we didn't anticipate that kind of revenue, I think we need to look at assigning additional people that gets customer service in line with the revenue stream that we're getting. So,
and I would agree that with the adding additional person, but the other factor that comes into it is that for every, say, $200 fine, there's about 40% of that that goes to the state. It's add-ons that we collect on behalf of the state of Georgia and then send out to wherever the state legislature, stature has dictated it goes. And then also you've got a collection rate issue of that for every ticket that's issued, there are some that are dismissed, there are some that are found not guilty, there are some that are sent to state court, and there's other ones that just never appear in court. We don't collect those revenues.
As we said today, what is the all-in cost of running our court system?
I would have to get back with you on that exact number.
Okay, other questions for Robert? Yeah, okay. Just a couple of quick comments. Number one, I will tell you, I echo what Tom said. That is not what we promised everybody to the court system. It's one of our weak points, but it's something that we will correct. The other thing is, I think in the negotiations, and I'll check my notes and some of the folks that are here from CGA, I brought that point up, and I kind of think, I'll check my notes, but I kind of think it said, what if this isn't enough? We'll make sure there is enough. I think that was a statement I heard, but I cannot say that in all honesty without checking my notes.
So I think that item was brought up, and I think we need to check what we negotiated there with MMP in the room on the $11.
All right, Tom?
Yeah, I think, just for folks out there, the original revenues projected for this, I think were based on the number that the CAB was issuing, sort of last year, or that was a baseline. I just think you're seeing more, and I think they're up, about 27% more over budget, what we had budgeted for revenues. Something like 25%.
It's really hard to tell at this point because of the flow of the dollars versus the citations, but it's certainly above what we projected.
Above. And, the other effect is, the CAB, when we base that budget on the flow of tickets from the CAB, we're based on a couple officers. We've got a lot more boots on the ground now that you can't tell them not to enforce the law and contribute for volume.
Yeah, this is no doubt needed. All right, any other other thoughts on this? All right, part three.
Part three. This is Clark Connors and Lee, which handles our community development staff and management. And there are two requests here that I'll relate to the council. One is for the special projects planner, and then the second position is for the planning coordinator. I'm going to take them out of order with y'all's permission. The planning coordinator position, what Clark Patterson Lee is recommending here on your memo is to add an administrative person that would handle kind of the day-to-day mundane portions of the planning and zoning process that are absolutely critical from a customer service and efficiency standpoint. And what this entails is somebody that would take the intake of the application for a variance, for a rezoning, for a special use permit, and be able to run that through the process and make sure that we've got all of our T's crossed and I's dotted as it relates to making sure all the notices are out, the ads are placed properly, the signs are where they're supposed to be. And that would leave the professional staff that they've hired to be able to handle the functions of analyzing the different applications, making sure that it meets with our comprehensive land use plan or zoning code, and working with the developer or homeowner to work them through the process and recommend things to our various community council, planning and zoning commission. So I think this, it's not the sexiest position to put into the process, but I think what it does is it really frees up the professional staff to do professional work. Because right now, what we've got is one person really handling all of those different functions, and then I think that kind of leads to errors when you're handling too much of the process. The second position that is in here is somewhat of a unique situation. The initial contract was let with certain FTEs. Clark Patterson Lee did assign an additional person to our contract due to two reasons. Mainly, one is the influx of transfer permits. We took in approximately $250,000 worth of permits from the CAB and made an administrative decision at the time, and we took off the moratorium, that we would take in anybody that had a building permit with the CAB that was in process. When we switched over, they were no longer obviously providing the inspection services. They had paid their fee to the CAB in full, and now they were kind of left hanging halfway through. So in partnership with Clark Patterson, we decided that we would take them in, transfer them at no cost to them. They shouldn't have to pay twice for the same thing. And then at a later date, go back to DeKalb County and try and get some of the funds back. That's going to serve to be very problematic to get those funds back because every permit was in a different stage of process. So some of them may have, we just went in, did the final, took us 10 minutes, no big deal. And then the other ones we took from, they had just issued the permit the day before, and here we are going through 50 inspections of the property. So the influx of those folks coming in, I needed an additional person, and they supplied that to us. We ended up with a very talented employee that is also, after handling those transfer permits, has then gone on to take on different projects such as staffing the Sustainability Commission, handling all of our applications and ordinances related to special events in public places, and then also worked with us a little bit on the Convention and Visitors Bureau research. So we've been able to get Census Bureau, census count for 2010 as well. So we've been able to make good use of the person. So this position, this request would be to add them to the contract, and the cost associated with that would be $42,000 for the balance of 2009. And for the planning coordinator, they're requesting a fee of $37,000 for the balance of 2011. Be happy to answer any questions. Also, Kevin McCumber, the principal with Vice President Clark Patterson is here to answer any questions that y'all might have as well.
All right, questions for Warren on this?
Robert. I just say, we clearly need the person to help Howard. He's overwhelmed, and there's no, in my mind, there's no question about whether or not we need that, and certainly Kimberly's done a great job, and we ought to have her on staff if we can afford it. And the point is, I guess, we should get a budget amendment right that talks to us about, you know, if we do all the things we're talking about, what's the impact to the year, and how does that balance with where we think we are with revenue? So before we say yes to these, right, we're going to get the opportunity to see the impact on the budget, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Any questions? Yes, Denny.
I just echo what Robert said.
That's good. All right. Any other questions for Warren on this?
Okay. Thanks, Warren.
All right, Sustainability Commission refocus.